So today I want to talk about the topic of usury. Yeah, I don't know if in Farsi it uses some different words for this, but in English it would be interest, taking interest from somebody. Yeah, it's when somebody comes to you and they ask, like, hey, can I borrow 10 euro from you? And then you say, okay, I can give you this 10 euro, but I want it back next month, with interest. You need to pay me back 11 euros,
or whatever.
Now, that is usury, and as you will see, that it is wrong.
Now,
listen to the dictionary definitions that are on the internet.
Here
were the first two in the list. Yeah, the lending or practice of lending money at an exorbitant or interest. An exorbitant amount of or rate of interest, especially in excess of the legal rate.
و قرض دادن پول با سود بالاتر از قانونیش.
Yeah, so today we understand this
ما قانونی امروز میگیم
interest against high rates.
و میگیم که بهرهش خیلی بالاست.
Yeah, like, بالاست. Not higher than 30%.
بالاتر از 30%.
Yeah, 29.99
is okay, but 30% is not. 29.99% سود
اوکیه، بهره اوکیه، ولی 30% اوکیه.
یا قانونی چقدر میتونی بهره
بدی؟ Yeah, the government has determined that above this, then you cannot do it anymore.
نمیتونی کار انجام بدی.
Yeah, but that's not the definition the Bible actually gives.
اما کتاب مقدس این درصد
رو نداشته. Listen to the third definition that was in that row.
سومین ترجمه اون دیکشنری که در مورد نزول صحبت کرده اینه که میگه
obsolete. It started out with obsolete.
کاملا.
Yeah. Interest paid for the use of money.
هر سودی هر بهره‌ای برای استفاده از پول.
Now this is the historical meaning of this word.
معنی تاریخی این کلمه در حقیقت دنیا همین بوده.
Simply interest paid for use of money.
اگر سودی برای پول استفاده از پول گرفته
شه. Of course, we don't get our definitions of words from man-made dictionaries.
ما معنی کلمه‌مون رو از دیکشنری‌های ساخت انسانی به دست نمیاریم.
We always go to the Bible to understand the meaning of words.
و معنی کلمه یعنی چی؟
But we'll see that this historical definition actually lines up what the Bible teaches about this.
می‌بینیم که از لحاظ تاریخی کتاب مقدس هم با ما موافقه در مورد این موضوع.
So let me give you some scriptures. Go to Proverbs 28.
امثال 28.
And read verse 8.
آیه 8 رو بخون.
Proverbs 28.
امثال 28 آیه 8.
He that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor.
28:8.
Proverbs 28:8.
هر که ثروت خیش با بهره گزاف بیفزاید آن را برای کسی میاندوزد که با بینوایان گشاد دست است.
Yeah, so here we have a scripture that says that increasing your substance.
میگه اگر سودی پولتو اضافه کنی.
Yeah, by means of usury, asking interest,
با نزول
و درصد
گرفتن.
Yeah. By unjust gain, that this is a bad thing. Yeah, it doesn't carry blessing. Yeah, it's equal to its unjust gain. Something that's not right. Yeah, it actually carries a curse. Yeah, it says he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. It's not going to come to you in the end. Yeah, let's read another verse. Go to the book of Psalms. And go to 15.
50.
And we're going to read the whole Psalms.
کل مزمور رو میخونیم.
Starting with verse 1.
آیه 1 رو شروع کنی خوندن.
Lord, we shall abide in thy tabernacle. We shall dwell in thy holy hill.
مزمور 50.
Psalm 15 verse 1. And stay there.
15. 15. مزمور 15. Okay. I would do 15.
15. 15. 15.
15.
خداوند کیست که در خیمه تو میهمان شود و کیست که در کوه مقدست ساکن گردد؟ آن که در صداقت گام بر می‌دارد و درستکار باشد و از دل راست بگوید که به زبان خویش
بعد آیه یک.
Only first one. Yeah. So this psalm starts with a question.
But yes,
so
all شروع میشه.
Yeah, who are the people that abide in the house of God?
چه کسانی هستند که در خانه خداوند قرار
میگیرند? Who are the people that shall dwell with God?
چه کسانی که خداوند اونها رو نیکو میگیرند?
And then the rest of the psalm is basically an answer to that question.
و بقیه مزمور جواب اون سوال رو میده.
Now let's read that answer.
بیایم جوابش رو.
Start with verse 2.
آیه 2 رو شروع کنیم.
He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart.
آن که در صداقت گام بردارد و درستکار باشد و از دل راست بگوید.
So what do the people do that dwell in the holy hill of the Lord?
مردم چیکار میکنن برای اونهایی که در کوه مقدس خداوند قرار میگیرن؟
That says they walk uprightly.
جلوی خداوند درست راه
میرن. They do right.
درست قدم برمیدارن.
Yeah. They speak truth.
حقیقت رو صحبت میکنن.
Yeah. Read the next verse.
آیه بعدی
where we get some things that we are not to do.
و کاری رو میکنن that they do, that they do not do.
Yeah. Psalm 15:3. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Verse 3.
که به زبان خیش غیبت نکند و به همسایه‌اش بدی روا ندارد و ملامت را درباره نزدیکانش نپذیرد.
Yeah, so here's what they not are. They're not backbiters.
پشت کسی حرف نمیزنن.
They don't cause harm to their neighbor.
آسیبی به همسایه‌شون نمیرسونن.
They don't speak against their neighbor.
ضد همسایه‌شون حرف نمیزنن.
Then go to verse 4. We're going to have things that they do.
و می‌بینیم کارهایی رو که اونها انجام میدن.
And whose eyes a vile person is contempt. But he honored them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not.
که شریران در نظر او حقیر باشند و آنان را که از خداوند می‌ترسند حرمت بدارد. که به قول خیش وفا کنند هرچند به زیانش باشد.
Yeah, so they can stand evil people.
آدمای بد رو they can stand.
They cannot stand evil people.
آدمای پلید رو تحمل کنند.
They honor those who fear God.
احترام میذارن به اونهایی که از خدا میترسن.
They swear to their own hurt and change not.
هر چی که قسم میخورن عوض نمیکنن.
Meaning their yes is yes.
بلشون بله.
And their no is no, regardless of the consequences.
و نتیجهشون هر چه باشه وای نیستن براش. Yeah.
Now read first one again.
آیا یک یه بار دیگه بخونیم؟
Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill?
خداوند کیست که در خیمه تو میهمان شود و کیست که در کوه مقدست ساکن گردد؟
Verse 5. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved.
که پول خود را به ربا ندهد و رشوه بر ضد بیگناه نپذیرد. آن که اینها را به جای آرد هرگز جنبش نخواهد.
Yeah, it's a person that does not put out his money to usury.
کسی که برای رشوه پول نده.
Yeah, the person that doesn't lend against interest.
کسی که به خاطر سود پول قرض نده.
That is the person that will never be moved.
اون کسی است که هیچ وقت تکون نمیخوره.
Yeah, that is the person that shall dwell in thy holy hill.
در در اون کوه اون تپه مقدست جایگزین خواهد.
Now if you read these things,
اگر اونها رو بخونید,
do you think it's a good idea?
آیا فکر می‌کنید
to lend out money trying to get interest from it?
سود بگیریم از کسی؟
No, it's not. It doesn't carry blessing.
برکت خداوند روش نخواهد بود.
It's a curse when we do that.
وقتی این کارو میکنیم نفرین خداوند تو زندگی میکنه.
You want to be that person that will never be moved.
شما میخواین آدمی باشین که هیچ وقت جاش تکون نخوره.
Yeah, so do not lend out
هیچ وقت پولی رو قرض ندیم به کسی که بر ضد سود باشه.
Now we live in a society where this is normal.
ما تو دنیای زندگی میکنیم که نزول و سود عادی شده.
And nobody thinks anything of it.
و هیچ کسی هیچ فکری در موردش نمیکنه.
But the Bible clearly says it's not a good thing.
کتاب مقدس میگه درست نیست که.
And what these verses basically teach you is that you have to have compassion for the poor.
و این آیات چیزی رو به ما یاد میده که باید دلمون بسوزه و رحم داشته باشیم برای فقیران.
Not trying to profit off them.
ازشون سود نبرید.
Yeah, because they happen to come to you with a need.
چون یه نفر نیاز داره از نیازش سودجویی نکنید.
Who normally comes?
چه کسی میاد پول از قرض بگیره؟ چه زمانی کی میاد از قرض بگیره؟
It's the poor. It's those who are in need.
کسی که پولش پول
نداره. A person who is rich is not gonna go around asking for money. نمیره
تقاضای پول کن از دیگری.
Yes, enough.
باز کافی داره که میخواد قرض بگیره. نیازش به قرض گرفتن نداره. اون فقیره که قرض میگیره.
Make use of the poor by gaining from them by lending things to them.
استفاده کنیم از فقیران که در حقیقت فقیر بدیم.
Yeah, if you have, you need to be willing to lend to the poor.
و باید راضی باشیم که
without trying to make money off their backs.
و پولی از پشت سر فقیران استفاده
نکنیم. Go to Proverbs 19.
امثال 19.
Proverbs 19:17. He that had pitied upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he had given will he pay him again.
What verse?
Yeah. 19:17. Proverbs.
آن که بر بینوا شفقت کند به خداوند قرض می‌دهد و او پاداش کارش را به تمامی خواهد داد.
Yep, if you give to the poor, the Bible says it's like lending to the Lord.
میگه وقتی به فقیر کمک کنی، به قرض بدی، یعنی مثل که به خداوند قرض
بدی. God will certainly pay back.
خداوند 100% همیشه پولتو برمیگرده.
Go to Luke 6.
Luke 6:35.
But love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is the kind of kind unto the unthankful and to the evil.
بلکه دشمنان خود را محبت نمایید و احسان کنید و بدونید امید عوض قرض دهید، زیرا که پاداش شما از این خواهد بود و پسران حضرت اعلی خواهید بود، چون که او با ناسپاسان و بدکاران
yeah. When you lend to people that are in need,
وقتی قرض بدی به مردمی که نیاز دارند، فکرتون باید این
yeah,
باشه
that you're ready to kiss that money goodbye.
باید
Yeah, do not expect that to come back.
توقع نداشته باشین که پولتون برگرده.
Yeah, let alone charge over it.
به جای اینکه توقع نداشته باشی تازه سودم بخوای بگیری که اصلا فکرش نکن.
Of course, if you're on the receiving end, if you are the borrower,
اما اگر شما کسی هستین که قرض میگیرین,
you should make efforts to earn
back. باید
تلاش
کنی که پولتو برگردی.
Yeah, because it's wicked to borrow.
چون پلیده که قرض بگیری و قصد برگشتنشو نداشته باشی.
Yeah, planning to walk away from that obligation.
که از اون چیزی که احترام بذاری و برگردونی رو زیرش بزنی.
Psalm 37:21. Yeah, the wicked borrow it and pay it not again, but the righteous shew it mercy and give it.
شریر قرض میگیرد و بازپس نمیدهد، اما پارسا با گشاده دستی میبخشد.
Yeah, it's the wicked that do not pay back what they borrowed.
اون شریره که قرض میگیره و پس نمیده.
And it's the righteous that are generous.
اما نیکوکار اونیه که با دست مرسی میبخشه میده.
So usually it's not a good thing.
در حقیقت نزول خوری چیز خوبی نیست.
Why not?
چرا خوب نیست؟
It's because it's harmful to those who are lending.
چون ضرر میرسونه به اون کسایی که قرض میگیرن.
It enslaves them.
و بردشون میکنه.
It traps people in a place.
به در حقیقت به تله میندازه کسایی که.
Where they can get stuck.
که گیر کنن.
And it can hold them for decades or even the rest of their lives.
دهه ها یا صدها سال یا کل زندگیشون رو شاید اسیر اون نزول باشه.
Yeah, we had a friend in Greece many years ago. Missionary.
یه میسیونری.
And she was sucked into a credit card debt.
قرض در حقیقت کارت اعتباریش رفت بالاتر و بالاتر.
Actually helping people with it.
و با او کارت اعتباریش کمک میکرد به پناهنده.
Credit card companies.
اما کارت اعتباریش
and banks,
و پول بانک
they're guilty of usury.
و مجرم نزول خوری.
Actually, usury is their business model.
نزول خوری روش کار بانکیه.
And as a result,
در نتیجه
she had to work for almost 20 years
الان نزدیک 20 ساله داره کار میکنه
to pay back that debt.
که بتونه اون قرض کارت اعتباریش رو بده.
They are paying the amount many times over because of the interest that was on that.
و اون درصدی رو که قرض گرفته بوده چندین برابرش باید پس بده به خاطر
she could catch up
روش قرار
with the interest payments.
و به خاطر اون سودش اون نزولش در حقیقت هنوز نتونسته تمام بشه.
Usury enslaves people.
نزول خوری مردم رو اسیر میکنه.
Now, let's look at some more scriptures.
میام آیای دیگر رو.
In fact, I will show you all the scriptures that the Bible when the Bible uses that word.
آیاهایی رو که خداوند در
مورد
نزول
صحبت میکنه. So, we get a clear reading on what it says.
که کاملا بدونیم به چه معنی هست.
Now, we already looked at Proverbs and Psalms. Let's go to the first mention of usury in the Bible.
اولین جایی که کتاب مقدس در مورد نزول صحبت میکنه رو بهتون بگم.
Exodus 22:25. If you lend money to any of my people that is poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him a usurer, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury.
اگر به یکی از فقیران قوم من پول قرض دهی، همچون رباخاران عمل مکن و از او بهره مخور.
Yeah, so God tells the Israelites,
yeah,
if there's people among you that are struggling, that are in need, that are poor,
yeah,
you shall not charge them interest. Yeah, you shall not charge them over the fact that they're using your money that you've lent to them.
Read
the next two verses, 26 and 27. If thou at all take thy neighbor's raiment to pledge, thou shalt deliver it unto him by that the sun go down. For that is his covering only, it is his raiment for his skin, wherein shall he sleep. And it shall come to pass, when he cried unto me, that I will hear, for I am gracious.
اگر ردای همسایت را گرو گرفته ای، آن را تا غروب آفتاب به دو بازگردان، زیرا ممکن است یگان پوشش تن او باشد. پس در چه بخوابد؟ اگر او نزد من فریاد برآورد، خواهم شنید، زیرا که من رئوف هستم.
Yeah, so if you would lend to a person, you were not allowed to ask interest.
اگر به یکی پول قرض میدی و حق نداری سود ازش بگیری.
You would be allowed to ask something in return for you to hold to make sure they would pay back.
اما میتونی ازشون یه چیزی بخوای که بهت بدن نگه داری تا موقعی که برمیگردن اونو بهش برگرد.
Yet if a person was poor,
اگر اون فقیر باشه,
and you'd be asking like, oh, I need to your raiment as an to make sure that you're going to pay me back.
لباس عباتو به من بده تا بخوام بعدم پولمو دادی بهت برگردونم.
You were not allowed to keep that till the end of the day.
تا آخر روز اجازه نداری اون.
Because this person needed something to sleep in.
احتیاج داره بخوابه.
So it would not be cold.
در حقیقت احتیاج به چیزی داره که برای خودش گرم نگه داره. پس لازم است.
Yeah, again the message is you should not take advantage of the poor among you.
یعنی فقیرای خیلی زیاد اطراف خودتو ازشون سوء
استفاده کن. Without asking interest.
از اونها قرض بده بدون اینکه بهره یا نزولی بخواد.
And if you take some guarantee,
اگه یه تضمینی ازشون میخوای,
make sure you give it back.
مطمئن باش
when he needs it.
وقتی
so
که واقعا نیاز داشت و داشت زختی میکشید,
yeah.
بهش برش کرده.
Go to Leviticus. Leviticus
25.
And read verses 35 for now.
آیه 35 رو بخونید.
And if thy brother be waxen poor and fallen in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him. Yea, true be he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee.
35
for now.
25-35.
اگر برادرت فقیر شود و محتاج تو گردد، از او مانند قریب و مهمان دستگیری کن تا بتواند در جوار تو زندگی کند.
Yeah, so somebody is called a brother here.
یه نفر برادر.
What is this referring to?
به چی اشاره می‌کنه؟
It says here a stranger, a traveler.
مثل یک غریبه.
Yeah, or somebody who is like temporary living among you.
یه کسی که موقت پلوتون زندگی میکنه, مهمون نوازی میکنین, با او هم مهمون نواز باشید.
Yeah, read on.
ادامه بدید.
Take thou no usury of him or increase, but fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor lend him thy victuals for increase.
از او ربا و سود مستان, بلکه از خدای خود بترس, تا برادرت بتواند در جوار تو زیست کند.
37 as well.
نقد خود را به ربا به او مده و نه خوراک خود را به سود.
Yeah, here's the practice. Do not take usury of a brother, of somebody who lives among you. Do not profit from him, yeah, but fear God. Yeah, so taking usury,
yeah,
points to the fact that a person does not fear God. Yeah, because those who fear God will have compassion of the poor. Yeah, again, taking interest is harmful to the person who receiving the
land of money.
Yeah, they're in trouble. They're in need in order to get through. And then you have the usurer that profits from them from the situation. And that's wrong. Go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 23:19. Deuteronomy 23:19. Thou shalt not lend upon usury to thy brother, usury of money, usury of victuals, usury of anything that is lent upon usury.
از برادر خود ربا مگیر, خواه ربای پول, خواه ربای خوراک, خواه ربای هر چیزی دیگر که به ربا داده شود.
Yeah. Do not lend upon usury to their brother.
نزول یا ربا از برادرت.
Now it says not usury of money.
نه از پولت.
But also it talks about usury of victuals, meaning supplies, provisions, food.
از وسیله که داری, غذا یا هر چیزی که داری بهش قرض میدی.
No usury of anything.
هیچ چیزی و سود ازش نگیر.
Yeah, so obviously the usury doesn't have to be money.
حتماً پول نزول نیست.
Hey, I give you 10 kilograms of rice.
امروز به 10 کیلو برنج میدم.
Yeah, to borrow it.
به قرض میدم.
Yeah, because you're hungry.
امروز گرسنه‌ای.
But I'm demanding 11 back.
11 کیلو بهم برمیگرده.
Yeah, in a month.
یه ماه دیگه 11 کیلو بهم برمیگرده. 3 ماه دیگه 11 کیلو بهم.
That also is usury.
اونم نزوله, فرق نمیکنه.
Yeah, read on the first 20.
آیه 20 رو بخونید.
Unto a stranger thou mayest lend upon usury, but unto thy brother thou shalt not lend upon usury. that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all that thou settest thine hand to in the land whither thou goest to possess it.
از اجنبی می توانی ربا بگیری ولی نه از برادر خود تا یهوه خدایت در سرزمینی که برای تصرف بدان داخل می شوی تو را در هر آنچه دست و انجامش می زنی برکت دهد.
Now in Leviticus, what we just read before,
که قبلا خوندیم,
we saw that we were not to charge usury to a stranger or sojourner.
به غریبه یا اون مهمانتون نباید ازش ربا بگیرید.
People would live with them.
کسایی که باهاشون زندگی میکنن.
So how are these strangers here different?
این غریبه اجنبی ها چه فرقی میکنن به اون مهمون؟
Because it seems like that the Bible says here, oh, it's okay to charge strangers
or this group of strangers usury.
And we already know that charging usury is harmful to others.
و میدونیم که از کسی سود گرفتن ضرر میرسونه.
Yeah, why did God allow?
چرا خداوند اجازه داد؟
Yeah, them to do this towards this group of strangers.
چرا این گروه غریبه یا اجنبی رو اجازه داد که ازشون نزول بگیرن؟
Notice what the second part of this verse.
قسمت آیه قسمت دوم این آیه رو توجه کنید.
Yeah, what is the setting where we're in? So that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all that thou settest thine hand to, in the land whither thou goest to possess it. Sorry, yeah, that's the just 20.
از اجنبی می توانی ربا بگیری ولی نه از برادر خود تا یهوه خدایت در سرزمینی که برای تصرف بدان داخل می شوی تو را در هر آنچه دست به انجامش می زنی برکت دهد.
So this is in the context of the Israelites conquering the land.
که از زمین رو کنترل میکنن گرفتن یعنی در حقیقت جنگیدن و زمین کشوری رو گرفتن.
From whom are they conquering it?
از کی دارن میگیرن؟
Now from a very wicked group of nations that are occupying it.
خیلی بد و پلیدی که اون گرفتنش.
And if you remember, God wanted to destroy those nations because of their wickedness.
به خاطر پلیدی اون قوم ها رو نابود کنه که اجازه داده اسرائیل.
You want to know how wicked these nations are?
میدونین چرا آدم های بدی بودن؟
Start reading Leviticus.
لاویان رو بخونید و میفهمید چقدر کشورهای وحشتناکی بودن.
Don't do these wicked things.
این کارهای بد رو از اونها یاد
بگیرید. And naming them.
نام میبره از کدوم قوم.
That those nations are doing which are here.
و کدوم قوم‌هایی که اینجا هستن در اطرافتون انجام میدن شما
انجام
ندید.
So the strangers that are pointed to here.
غریبه‌هایی که اینجا نام برده شده قوم پلیدی هستن.
That God is about to destroy.
قومی که خداوند هدف نابود کردنشون داره.
And God says it's okay if you charge them usury because it harms them. I want to root them out.
پاکشون کنم از اوناست بهره بگیرین اشکال نداره.
Yeah, and if you read for example Leviticus 18 you will figure out that
لاویان 18 اگه بخونید میفهمید که
this is what they were in.
Yeah. Offering their children
things like that, all kinds of perversion.
Yeah,
things you don't want to talk about. So they're enemies of God, basically. That doesn't mean that today you can just charge usury to people who are enemies of God. If you want to draw a lesson from today from this. Yeah, because we already saw some general statements that we shouldn't be doing this.
حالا خداوند میگه بهره اصلا نگیرید.
Yeah, and here's my question if you want to do this.
سوال من امروز اینه که اگه شما میخواین بهره بگیرید.
How do you know who exactly is the enemy of God?
چجوری میخواین تشخیص بدین دشمن خداوند کیه؟ واقعا از کجا مطمئنین اون فرد دشمن خداست یا نه؟
You can ask them. You can have a list of questions.
سوال دارین در حقیقت فرم دارین پر میکنین ببینین آیا به دشمن خدا میرسی یا نه.
That's not going to work.
نمیتونیم امروز.
Yeah, remember the same group, the reprobates, are also liars.
میدونیم اونهایی که در حقیقت ضد خدا هستن دروغگو خوبی هم هستن.
Yeah, this was a specific situation.
انقدر خوب بهتون دروغ میگن که نفهمیدین.
Where you had the wicked Canaanite nations that were to destroy it.
که خداوند نقشه بهشون داده بود که این دو تا قوم باید نابود شه و کاملا شنیده بودن که
we go by the general principle.
و در حقیقت ما اصلی رو انجام میدیم.
Do not lend.
اصلا قرض ندید.
With charging usury. With charging interest.
اصلا بهره قرض ندید.
It is harmful to other people.
چون بهره گرفتن آسیب میرسونه به اطرافیانتون.
Our society is all based on usury.
دنیای امروز ما همش سود و بهره است.
You want to buy things, you can buy most of on credit.
معمولا هر چی بخوای بخری امروز با کارت اعتباری می‌تونی بخری. قرض می‌گیری، در حقیقت وام می‌گیری.
Here's my advice, stay away from it if you can.
پیشنهاد من اینه تا اونجایی که میتونین ازشون دوری کنید.
Understand what you're getting into.
درک کنید که وقتی وارد اینها میشید،
I don't say it's a sin to pay interest.
که شما سود چیزی رو پرداخت
کنید. understand that the banks are in the business of usury.
و یادتون باشه که بانک هدفش نزول و سود.
Their business model is for their benefit, not yours.
همه کارهای بانک برای سود خودشه نه برای شما.
It's harmful to you.
برای شما آسیب میرسونه.
Even more so if you cannot make the payments.
مخصوصا زمانی که نتونی پولش رو
بدی. Then they will come after your property.
اون موقع که میان زمینت رو
they will take your car, they will take your house, whatever you have.
هر چی داری ازتون میگیرن.
Yeah, okay. Here's how they work.
میدونی بانک چجوری کار میکنه؟
Banks can borrow money against nothing.
خداوند میتونه بهت پول بده بدون سود کم.
From central banks.
از میتونه بانک ببخشه. بانک میتونه از بانک مرکزی
قرض بگیره whatever they want.
بدون سود. هر چی دلش بخواد چاپ میکنه.
Technically there is no money.
دیگه پولی وجود نداره.
There's currency.
در حقیقت currency یا کاغذ وجود
yeah,
داره.
They are not worth anything. It's
دیگه کاغذ ها ارزشی نداره.
It's just the government telling you, oh, it's worth something.
دولت میگه امروز انقدر ارزش داره.
Now, where did the banks go for?
بانک پس چیکار میکنه با این پولی که پرینت کرده؟
Free money that they can have.
با این پول مجانی که به دستشون رسیده.
They try to borrow it to people.
قرض میدن به مردم عادی.
For with a house as an protection under it.
و یه خونه ای که زیر حفاظت این وامه.
And they tend to give bigger loans than people can handle.
معمولاً هم وام بزرگتر از اون کسی که یه نفر بتونه از اونش بر بیاد بهش میدن که وقتی نتونست بده.
They can grab those properties.
که بتونه اون خونه رو ازش بگیره.
Yeah, it's called predatory lending.
در حقیقت میده که زمین بگیره.
A lot of people are actually confronted with that problem today.
امروز خیلی از مردم دنیا این مشکل رو دارن.
Why?
چرا این مشکل رو دارن؟
Interest rates.
درصد سود بانک‌ها بالا رفت.
You started with your loan. Oh, it was 2%.
اول زمانی که قرض گرفتی 2% بودش.
Now it's 7.
الان شده 7%.
And you cannot handle it.
نمیتونی دیگه 7% بدی.
You become a slave.
برده شدی.
And then eventually you cannot make the payment.
آخر سر نمیتونی وام بپرداختی. Your house or your car or whatever. بانک میاد خونت ماشینت.
Yeah. Stay away from banks as far as you can.
تا اونجایی که میتونین از بانک ها دوری کنی.
And if you decide to get a loan, you better really understand what you're doing and what you're getting into.
اگر زمانی که تصمیم میگیریم وام بگیریم حتما مطمئن شین که دارین چیکار میکنین و برای چی دارین کار میکنین.
Let's go get the book of Nehemiah.
کتاب نحمیه رو بخونید.
And go to chapter 5 which you read. And we have an example of usury there.
یک نمونه‌ای داریم از این استفاده.
And we can also see where that leads to.
ببینیم که به کجا میرسه.
Because eventually it leads to enslavement of people.
میرسه به بردگی یک قوم.
Nehemiah 5 verses 1 to 5.
Nehemiah 5 1 to 5.
And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren the Jews. For there were that said, we are sons and our daughters are many, therefore we take up corn for them, that we may eat and live. Some also there were that said, we have mortgaged our lands, vineyards, and houses, that we might buy corn, because of the dirt. There were also that said, we have borrowed money for the king's tribute, that had upon our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children. And lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants. And some of our daughters are brought into bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them, for all the men have our lands and vineyards.
و اما جمعی از مردان در زمانشان فریادی از این بر ضد برادران یهودیشان برآوردند. برخی از ایشان میگفتند شمار ما و پسران و دخترانمان بسیار است. بیایید قله فراهم آوریم تا بخوریم و زنده بمانیم. دیگران میگفتند مزارع و تاکستان ها و خانه های من را گرو میگذاریم تا در قحطی قله فراهم کنیم. برخی دیگر میگفتند ما قرض گرفته ایم تا مالیات مزارع و تاکستان های من را به پادشاه بپردازیم. هرچند ما و برادران من از یک گوشت و خونیم و فرزندان ما نیز مانند فرزندان ایشانند. از این ناچاری پسران و دخترانمان را به بندگی می سپاریم و برخی از دخترانمان همکنون به کنیزی گرفتار آمدند و از ما کاری ساخته نیست زیرا مزارع و تاکستانهای من از آن دیگران است.
Yeah, so this is great conflict going on among the people. Now, what had happened? The rich had exploited the poor.
They had
put their own brethren in bondage. Now, how did they do this? Now, read the next two verses. And I, Nehemiah speaking, and I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted them myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers, and said unto them, ye exact usury, every one of his brother. And I set a great assembly against them.
چون فریاد ایشان و این سخنان را شنیدم بسیار خشمگین شدم و پس از آن که موضوع را در فکر خود بررسی کردم، بر نجبا و صاحب منصبان ادعا وارد آورده به دیشان گفتم هر یک از شما از برادر خیش ربا مگیرید. پس جمعی بزرگ بر ضد ایشان گرد آوردند.
Yes, so Nehemiah figures this out and he's very angry with the rulers and nobles. Yeah, the rich people. It's awesome, man. You're charging interest to your brethren.
میگه سود داری میدی به برادرات.
Yeah, and their countrymen.
و نتیجه
we're going into bondage.
دارن به اسارت میرسن.
Yeah, you're benefiting from their situation.
شما دارین سود میبرین از شرایط برادرانت.
To the point that people were sold into slavery.
جایی که مردم به بردگی فروخته شدن.
And he puts those people on the spot.
مردمو میذاره درست جلوش.
Yeah, put a great assembly against those rulers and nobles.
گروها قرار
میده. Read on, verse 8. And I said to them, we after our ability have redeemed our brethren the Jews, which were sold into the heathen. And will you even sell your brethren, or shall they be sold into us? Then held they their peace, and found nothing to answer.
بدیشان گفتم ما تا حد امکان برادران یهودی من را که به قوم‌ها فروخته شده بودند بازخرید کرده ایم. لیکن شما حتی برادرانتان را می‌فروشید تا به ما بازفروش شوند. آنها خاموش ماندند و پاسخی نداشتند.
Yeah, Nehemiah rebukes them.
نحمیه
and they had nothing to say.
محکوم میکنه و هیچی نداشتن که بگن.
Of course, because there was nothing to say because they were wrong.
نبوده که بگن چون اشتباه کرده بودن.
Read 9 till 10.
آیه 9 تا 10.
Also I said, it is not good that you do. Ought you not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies? I likewise, and my brethren and my servants, might exact of them money and corn. I pray you, let us leave off this usury.
پس گفتم کاری که می کنید خوب نیست. آیا نمی باید در ترس خدایمان سلوک کنید تا از ملامت قوم هایی که دشمن مایند به دور مانید؟ من و برادرانم و افرادم به مردم پول و غله قرض می دهیم، اما بیایید از رباخاری دست برکشید.
Yeah, the problem is usury.
مشکل now, اصلی رباخاری.
Now read the next verse, which is a very interesting verse.
آیه بعدی خیلی جالبه. آیه بعدی رو نگاه کنید.
Yeah. Restore, I pray you, to them even this day, their lands, their vineyard, their olive yards, and their houses, also the hundredth part of the money, and of the corn, the wine, and oil that ye exact of them.
تمنا دارم همین امروز مزارع و تاکستان‌ها و باغ‌های زیتون و خانه‌هایشان را به دیشان بازگردانی، و نیز درصدی از پول و قله و شراب و روغن را که از ایشان به نزول گرفته اید.
Now, Nehemiah is very angry. Now, what were they doing? They were charging interest. How much was that interest?
چقدر سود می‌گرفتن؟
Yeah, on their money.
چقدر سود می‌گرفتن؟
1%, 100% part. Now, many Christians today,
امروز مسیحی
they think usury is okay.
نزول گرفتن اوکیه.
As long as the percentage is not too high.
با اینکه درصدش زیاد نباشه.
Yeah, if it's 30%, oh, okay, that's high. That's a high number.
درصد خیلی زیاده. اشکال نداره.
But what does the Bible call usury here?
اما کلام مقدس نزول چی میگه؟
Where is Nehemiah so angry about?
نهمیه سر چند درصد عصبانی شد؟
About 1%.
یک درصد.
Yeah. Now today I realize we don't have all this money.
We have currency.
Yeah, we have inflation, so that currency gets less worth.
That's
the printing of the money.
به خاطر اینکه کاغذ دارن
چاپ می‌کنن. Basically, the government making it legal for themselves to sue for people.
دولت اجازه داده که با چاپ کردن پول از مردم بدزده.
It's a hidden tax.
در حقیقت مالیات قایمکیه.
Yeah. So we don't have honest money.
پول صادق نداریم.
So it devalues.
بی ارزش داره میشه پولمون.
Yeah, if you borrow a euro.
امروز اگه یه یورو
after a year you can buy less for the same euro.
بعد از یه سال یه یوروت خیلی کمتر.
So should you then compensate a little بit for that?
یه ذره میگیرم به خاطر اون یه یورو که الان میتونم
the loss of value.
به خاطر ارزشی که از دست میدم.
Isn't 5% that okay? Because that's the inflation or whatever it is.
Now,
here's my stance on that.
جایی که من اعتقاد دارم
if you lend 10 corn
اگر 10 تا 10
if you lend 10 corn or wheat whatever yeah
10 تا سکه یا 10 تا گندم قرض
you get 10 corn or wheat back
10 تا گندم و 10 تا ذرت
if you demand 11 it's usury
اگر 10 تا 11 تا بشه در حقیقت نزوله
10 euro currency
اگر امروز 10 تا یورو کاغذ
you get 10 euro currency back
10 یورو هم کاغذ برمیگرده
and you're not gonna compensate for a perceived change in value. Reducer.
Yeah,
not even 100th part of it.
یا صد برابرش.